This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A bipartisan congressional delegation has traveled to Columbia University in New York, where anti-war protests have consumed the campus. House Speaker Mike Johnson met with students and called for the resignation of Columbia's president, as NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports.
Crowds of student demonstrators booed and interrupted the Republican Speaker of the House as he talked about anti-Semitism on campus.
Enjoy your free speech.
Johnson said he and other GOP lawmakers met with Jewish students who told them they feel threatened on campus.
We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks. Those who are perpetrating this violence should be arrested.
Johnson added that it may soon be appropriate to bring in the National Guard. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
The Biden administration secretly shipped long-range missiles to Ukraine last month to help Kyiv defend itself from Russia. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, the U.S. plans to send more missiles now that President Biden has signed a new foreign aid package.
The U.S. already has provided some of these, but only those that can travel about 100 miles. But Ukraine and its advocates have said, we want the ones that can travel 190 miles. But there was concern that the Ukrainians would use longer-range ones to strike Russia. Also, the Biden administration said we're low on these missiles, so we don't have any to spare. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said today the production line for these missiles has increased, so now the U.S. can send some of them to Ukraine.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments over former President Donald Trump's claim that he's immune from prosecution for any official acts taken while he was president. Details from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
The question of presidential immunity from criminal prosecution after leaving the presidency has never been decided by the Supreme Court. The High Court ordered President Nixon to turn over incriminating tape recordings while in the White House, but Nixon resigned rather than face removal from office, and he subsequently accepted a pardon from President Ford rather than face criminal charges. President Trump contends that he cannot be prosecuted ever for his official acts as president unless he is first impeached, convicted by the Senate, and removed from office. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A grand jury in Arizona has indicted 18 individuals linked to an alleged scheme to install fake electors to keep Donald Trump in office. The suspects include nearly a dozen people who submitted bogus paperwork. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, and a former state representative are also co-defendants. This is NPR. As many as 160 long-finned pilot whales are beached on Australia's western coast. At least 26 of them died before rescue efforts got underway. The stranded whales are from four pods stretching across 1,600 feet of shoreline in an inlet near the town of Dunsborough. A new study shows that vaccines have saved more than 150 million lives worldwide in the last half century. As NPR's Gabriella Emanuel reports, the vast majority of those getting protection were infants.
50 years ago, about 5% of all babies got the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine. Now 84% get the protection. Much of the credit goes to the World Health Organization's vaccine program, launched half a century ago. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the director general of the WHO.
Thanks to vaccines, smallpox has been eradicated. Polio is on the brink. And many diseases can now be easily prevented, including measles, cervical cancer, yellow fever, pneumonia, and diarrhea.
The WHO says disruptions from the pandemic have hurt recent efforts. Still, immunizations are one of the most cost-effective developments in history. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.
Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush has been reinstated as a 2005 recipient of the award. The head of the Heisman Trust says that changes in college athletics over the last several years now make some forms of athletic compensation permissible. Bush returned the trophy in 2010 after an NCAA investigation found he received illegal benefits. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.